Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Bulletin, Northern Territory Police Commissioner resigns from NT's Police Union following apology to Indigenous people. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says a ceasefire in the Middle East has never been more urgent. And a five-day tour of key battleground states for Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz. The Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy has resigned from the Territory's Police Union after it criticised him over his apology to Indigenous people at the Gama Festival. The Northern Territory Police Association says it wasn't consulted about the apology and claimed it was not the role of the police to assess the success or otherwise of federal government-directed policies, such as closing the gap, the stolen generation, and the intervention, as the Commissioner has done. During his apology, Commissioner Murphy said he was deeply sorry for harms and injustices caused by members of the NT Police since it was founded in 1870. A walk of fame has been unveiled in the inner west of Sydney suburb of Newtown, honouring Indigenous artists among other significant Australian performers. Aboriginal dance company Bangara Dance Theatre is on the first of 30 bronze plaques to be installed on Enmore Road to highlight the legacy of the Enmore Theatre built in 1908. Bangara premiered their first show at the Enmore Theatre in 1994 and launched their national tour of Matina there in 2008. Raku Kadel, Community Engagement Manager at Bangara, told NITV, "It is wonderful to be honoured in this way.
We will be the first plaque on what will be our Australian Walk of Fame here, and I think that's really fantastic that the first one is of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Performing Arts Company and having our footprint here in the inner west."
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says a ceasefire in the Middle East has never been more urgent, as US officials describe negotiations as entering a decisive moment. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has held talks with her US counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during AUSMIN, the meeting between Australian and American foreign and defense ministers in Annapolis, Maryland. Senator Wong said the discussions are taking place in the shadow of a deteriorating situation in the Middle East, reiterating calls for a peace deal in the region. Her comments come as Hamas names one of the organizers of the October 7 attacks in Israel as its new leader. Yahya Sinwar replaces Ismail Haniyeh, who was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli attack. Unlike Ismail Haniyeh, who had lived in exile in Qatar for years, Yahya Sinwar has remained in Gaza. He's at the top of Israel's kill list as it seeks to destroy Hamas and its leadership. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has made her first appearance with her newly chosen running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The pair received a raucous welcome before thousands at a rally in Philadelphia. 60-year-old Walz is a former school teacher and football coach who served in the National Guard for 24 years. The Democrats are hoping he can win back working-class voters. He told the rally Donald Trump will take the U.S. backwards if he regained the presidency.
"Donald Trump's not fighting for you or your family. He never sat at that kitchen table like the one I grew up at, wondering how we were going to pay the bills. He set his country club up in Mar-a-Lago, wondering how he can cut taxes for his rich friends."
The two are on a five-day campaign tour of key battleground states. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has held a second emergency meeting over the riots across the United Kingdom. Almost 6,000 police are being mobilized to respond to any disorder. The rioting follows the killing of three girls at a dance class and misinformation spread online that the suspect was an asylum seeker. Mr. Starmer says more than 400 people have been arrested so far and 100 have been charged.
Some in relation to online activity, and a number of them are already in court. And I'm now expecting substantive sentencing before the end of this week. That should send a very powerful message to anybody involved, either directly or online, that you are likely to be dealt with within a week, and that nobody, but nobody, should be involving themselves in this disorder.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mohamed Yunus has been named chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. Local media is reporting Yunus was appointed to the post by the Bangladesh president after he held meetings with student leaders and chiefs of the three military services. 84-year-old Yunus and his Grameen Bank, a microcredit organization, won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for work to lift millions out of poverty by granting small loans of less than $150 to the rural poor of Bangladesh. The student leaders had said they wanted Yunus as the chief advisor to the interim government, and a spokesperson for Yunus said he agreed. Senior United Nations officials have appealed to the Security Council for help in getting humanitarian aid in Sudan by all available means to fight famine in at least one site in North Darfur. A global hunger monitor says more than 15 months of war in Sudan and restrictions on aid deliveries have caused famine in North Darfur's Zamzam camp for internally displaced people. Sudan's government has rejected the finding, while Russia cast doubt on it. Senior UN official Edam Wosomu says there's a need for urgent action.
In line with international humanitarian law, we need rapid, safe, unimpeded humanitarian access across Sudan through all possible routes. Given the massive hunger crisis unfolding in North Darfur and other parts of the country, we need to reach people now across borders, across battle lines, by air, by land.
Back home, unions are pushing for 50-cent public transport fares in Queensland to remain when a six-month trial ends as the state's transport-dominated election campaign ramps up. A petition by Queensland Union to keep 50-cent public transport fares has reached almost 2,000 signatures since the six-month trial began on Monday. The peak body represents more than 400,000 workers across the state. Near free fare on public buses, ferries and trains are part of several cost-of-living initiatives sparked by the government ahead of the October 26 state election. Others include 1,000 energy rebates for households, 20% off car registration and free kindergarten that began in 2024. Premier Stephen Miles has also promised to establish state-owned petrol stations and capped fuel price rises if re-elected. A small earthquake has shaken a town 3 hours east of Melbourne, but there are no reports of damage. The 4.1 magnitude quake hit Woods Point just before 4 o'clock this morning. The State Emergency Service says no building or infrastructure have been reported as damaged. And to sport, Australia has broken the men's team pursuit world record at the Paris Olympics. Oliver Bledin, Sam Welsford, Connor Leahy and Kelland O'Brien finished in 3 minutes 40 seconds to beat the Olympic champions Italy. The Australian cyclists face Great Britain in the final tomorrow morning. And skateboarder Arisa True is Australia's youngest Olympic gold medalist. The 14-year-old claimed that honour after winning in the Women's Park event at the Paris Olympics. And now having a look at the weather across Australia's capital cities. Perth, showers, 21 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Sydney, also sunny, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, possible shower, 23 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.